It is time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Well, Wildwoods Rehabilitation Center kind of got some folks talking last week when they posted a video of a pigeon who came in having seizures from a chemical called Avitrol. Want to find out a little bit more about the pigeon and about the chemical and why it's used and answer some of the questions that the video engendered in the community. Tara Smith's on the line with us this morning from Wildwoods to tell us more about it. Hey, Tara, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
So what was the story with the pigeon and what in the world is Avitrol?
Well, we get pigeons in occasionally that have been poisoned. Sometimes it's intentional, sometimes it isn't. Avitrol is, they call it a chemical frightening agent as a way to deter nuisance birds. And what that actually, their intention is that they're going to give these birds seizures and have them display distress as a way to warn the flock that this isn't a good area. It is kind of probably one of the most ludicrous things I have ever heard. And if you have seen the video, you see how distressing it actually is for these birds. I mean, it's very alarming. And it does prove fatal. The package label does say, they recover from it. So it's, it just depends on the amount of poison corn that they eat, whether or not it will cause a fatality. Well, if you work around pigeons, if there's a food source, they're going to eat as much as they possibly can. So we have cases where people have put this poison out, and, a lot of times it's around commercial buildings and that sort of thing, and all of a sudden there are children witnessing birds dying on the sidewalks having seizures. It's a very alarming kind of way to deter birds.
Does the package actually spell out in clear language, this doesn't just, smell bad or something and make the pigeons want to stay away or nuisance birds want to stay away? This induces seizures, which is supposed to frighten the birds into going away.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Okay. Now,
yes. It's kind of an odd thing. From the manufacturer, it says it will artificially cause them to emit distress and alarm cries and visual displays used by their species when they are frightened or injured.
This will frighten the flock
and cause them to leave the site.
By basically frightening and injuring them.
Yes.
Okay. This is a little bit of my quizzical face. Are people using this? Is this the kind of thing that people are, putting out in their yards, or is it mainly, a commercial use? And can homeowners get a hold of this to use in their own yards, or is it mainly the kind of thing that you've got to be a big company to get a hold of?
Mainly it's exterminator companies that are using this product. It's not often bought by homeowners. And it depends on the state and city regulations whether or not it can be used without a license. So it's just kind of one of those things that it's not something that people usually come in contact with, but it definitely exists. And we've had calls about people saying, there's someone put poison corn out and the birds are dying. And it's definitely something, too, that isn't just going to poison the pigeon. It's any bird that comes into that area. So it can take a lot of fatalities in other species that you're not really intending to scare away.
Now, well, here's another possibly foolish question. Does it work?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
It's kind of a misconception that, if you have an area that is desirable for pigeons to roost in, you can scare them away for a while, but if it's a desirable location and you're not putting up things to exclude them from that area, they will be back. So it's a temporary fix at best. So, and actually, studies have indicated that killing pigeons and reducing flock numbers will actually result usually in an increase shortly after. So it's just not a very it is no solution at all.
Now, what about some of the birds, the local raptors that like to eat pigeons? Are they at danger then of becoming poisoned with this stuff if they eat a pigeon that has abitral poisoning?
Yes. And the company who manufactures it says that there is no secondary poisoning risk, but they also have the disclaimer, if a pigeon has undigested corn that's poisoned in its crop, and a predator eats that corn while eating the bird, they can be poisoned. So, you know, poisons travel up the food chain. It's just, we all know that. So it doesn't, you know, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, logically we all know that this isn't going to make sense and that other creatures are going to be affected.
So Wildwoods put the video of the pigeon having a seizure. You took some video and you posted it on your Facebook page, and a lot of people saw it, were horrified, asked a bunch of questions. One of the things that they wanted, you know, people wanted to know is, why didn't you, you know, why are you showing this, and why didn't you euthanize the pigeon immediately?
We didn't euthanize him because we've seen it before, and we know that it's something that they can come out of. And this pigeon actually did recover, and he was released. So, you know, it's just from experience knowing that, you know, he was having, you know, a terrible episode, and we had to let him go through it and get him on treatment. And we were lucky that, you know, we were able to treat him, and he could recover from that.
So they do need to be treated in order to recover. If he had been left in the wild, he would not have recovered from the poisoning.
It's possible that he could. If he had had just a small amount, they can have the seizure and have this frightening moment, and it can get through their systems and they can recover. But it's really hard to know how much they've eaten. And it would just be, even the company says, there might be a fatality, there might not. It just depends on how much they have eaten.
Well, another thing about the video that you mentioned to folks that were horrified at the video being up and were horrified at watching it was that we kind of like, as human beings, we kind of like this idea about, I'll just set out poison and then it's out of sight, out of mind. Talk about that just a little.
Well, it's definitely, you know, something that I think a lot of people believe. It's like, you know, I will put out mouse poison and I won't ever see the mice. But, you know, we have to think a little more big picture. And especially with this particular poison, there is an effect. I mean, a lot of people were upset about seeing that video. However, imagine if you're walking with your kids down the street and there's 20 pigeons doing that exact same thing on a street corner. You know, how do you tell your child what's going on? How do you explain, you know, when they're dying on the streets, what's happening to them? It's, I think bringing that to the forefront and showing people what poisons actually do to a living creature is important, because it isn't this sterile, peaceful death that we would probably all like to believe that it is. And there's so many other humane ways to deal with nuisance animals.
Well, Tara, it was certainly, whether you had intended it to be or not, it was certainly an interesting sociological experiment to post the video and to kind of raise people's awareness in a way that, you know, perhaps a lot of posts about we should be nicer to each other maybe wouldn't have done. And thanks so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk to you as usual.
You. All right. Sounds good. Bye.
Tara Smith this morning is with Wildwoods Rehabilitation here in Duluth. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Port supplier for renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.